Hi, welcome to another episode of Paul Thong Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Paul, and today I've got Ray Lundy. He's the COO and GM of Bellatrix Systems. They're an ultra-low power and rugged electronics manufacturer. And, well, first let me bring you on the show. Come on, Ray, come on in. Say hi.
Well, hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me here today. I'm looking forward to the interview and to talking more about this topic.
Well, you know, and the thing is I was almost getting so ahead of myself I couldn't bring you in because, as the audience knows, the whole issue of smart devices, smart grid, smart facility, that everything's becoming smart, but it's like everything's simultaneously becoming smart. Nobody really knows where the lines are being drawn. Nobody knows really what the full benefits are. They all know it's going to be more efficient, but they're not quite sure exactly how to achieve it. They all know it's going to be intelligent, but they're not sure exactly how the intelligence is going to be implemented. And so I want to bring as many people in, and I understand Bellatrix is addressing that space as well. And so to start with, I'd like to say, well, how do you view that space?
Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate that. I mean, you've outlined the challenges very, very well, and we're focused precisely on answering that challenge. Talking about that interface that will become smart and where that should exist and where the smart should go. What we looked at was all the number of devices that are now being plugged in to our electrical systems that have smarts in them. And then we're looking at the electrical system itself and how do we enable that system to be smart as well. And so what we're looking at is a system that replaces outlets and switches with an advanced modular replacement that has two parts. And that advanced modular replacement then will enable the intelligence to exist in the switch or in the outlet. It can also be modular, so they can be changed very quickly, and it can remove a lot of the interface devices that we've come up with to adjust the high-power AC that is in our homes and businesses to the low-power DC environment that we're seeing more and more of in smartphones, tablets, laptops, all these other devices that are just exploding on the scene. We've got a basic inefficiency between that power delivery system, that's high voltage AC, and these new smart devices. And that also comes into the way that the power is delivered in the home or business. You've got a small high voltage outlet or switch with a large plastic plate over the front of it that isn't really usable for any kind of function. Well, what if that large plastic plate could now be enabled with low voltage so that it too could become smart, have a microprocessor inside, have a display inside? These kinds of functions could be integrated into the power delivery system so that you aren't left with all these devices sitting on the floor, sitting on desks, sitting on tables that use low voltage and then have an adapter into the power system.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the other side of the coin. There's going to be a lot of redundancy anyway. It almost has get to the point where the devices will have to negotiate with each other who has the hierarchy in the system.
No, that's an excellent observation. So that as part of that, what we want to do is integrate wireless connectivity into these smart type outlets and switches so that they can speak to each other and coordinate together. And then if the intelligence is in that unit, functions like security systems, USB outlets, all of these things can talk back and forth so that you don't have so much of a conflict by the intelligence that you've plugged into the wall system and the wall system itself.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your solutions that address that?
Okay, well, I'm happy to. Yeah, we call it Bright Technology. It's just kind of the name of the system. But what it has actually is several functions that are built in. It has both high-voltage AC and low-voltage DC available at every outlet and every switch. It's got a powered faceplate. In other words, instead of just a plastic or in the old days, some other materials, wooden cover that protects you against the high voltage is actually restricted and pushed back into the wall inside, although inside a standard mounting unit, and not accessible from the outside. This allows you to have a removable faceplate that can plug in or unplug from the back piece or the base. And that removable faceplate then can be very intelligent. You can have a display on it. It can have a USB connector. It can have a connector that provides 19 volts for a laptop, all of that's integrated right into the faceplate, so that now you have a modular system. If next year a new system, a new product comes out, a new technology, you can pop off the existing faceplate and pop in a new one. Then there's wireless connectivity. We believe that all of these units should talk to each other, but we don't believe that you should use technology that's created to talk to computers and such, because we're going through walls, we're going long distances. We believe in low frequency radio communication should be the way that these things talk back and forth to each other. So that's enabled now because you have a smart faceplate, you have low voltage, you have wireless. And then the last piece, it's got to be affordable. If we're going to look into existing infrastructure, wiring systems that are in homes and businesses all over America and the world, you've got to have a system that'll integrate in there. So number one, it has to attach to existing wiring. So we believe that a system like this, to go in and say, okay, you've got to rewire all homes and businesses with low voltage DC, is a huge challenge. Obviously, it's maybe in the future, but right now, we need a system that will adapt to existing systems.
Well, at least there's a group of engineers that are hot for DC distribution. You might get some rallying people behind you there.
I absolutely think that's a potential for the future. The challenge for adoption, though, today is I think we need some type of an interface between the DC and the existing wiring systems. If we're going to get into the majority of potential installations in homes and businesses.
Gotcha.
But the last piece of the pie is it's got to be affordable. Because if you come up with this great new system and you say, hey, it's great, it's only cost 10 times what you're using now, we're going to have a very steep hill. It's a chicken and egg, right? Well, everyone says, well, it'll come down in the future. But then how are we going to get wide adoption so that the volumes are up so that happens? So I think initially the system has to be priced low enough for easy adoption and competitive. For example, you can go purchase at retail a USB outlet right now at about $20 and replace an existing outlet. But for one,
right,
you're exposed to high voltage. We believe with the technology and the price reductions that have happened because of the enhancements in technology, that you can now put in a wireless USB outlet with a dimmable surround and switched controls for about $26 MSRP with discounts, competitive at $20. So it is affordable to do this, and it is affordable to put this kind of technology into existing systems today.
Now, having said all of that, Ray, you know there are going to be people who want their handheld. What kind of support do you offer engineers or other system designers? Because obviously this will extend beyond just simple electronic engineering. You might get into facility designers or people who may not have an electronics background or who have an electronics background in a very narrow space like software engineering or something along those lines. So what kind of support do you offer both within the space and outside of the space, access to that technology, help importing that technology to their solution?
Well, that's a wonderful idea too, and that's part of any solution that we come up with is going to have to be open to other designers and engineers, and that's why we created a modular system. The back end is very simple. It's an AC and DC back end. The faceplate simply plugs into that, and then any type of technology that the engineer is comfortable with can be in that faceplate. Now, as far as interfacing into handhelds, you mentioned handhelds a moment ago. Since you have this capability now with low voltage and microprocessors in the faceplate, it's very easy then to enable Wi-Fi communications. We call visible light communications between a cell phone and that switch. And we think that, I mean, you really nailed it, Alex, because I think that as you add more technology and more functionality into the wall space, you've got to have an easy way to communicate with that simplifies the setup and quick connection of thing to thing. We talked about
right
things, but without the ability to put intelligence in there, it's going to be very difficult to set those things up. So we believe the system has to have that ability inherent, and we've added that in ours.
There you go. Now, Ray, one other question then. It begs the question, you're not using any proprietary communications protocols. These are all industry standard interfaces, right, as far as the communication side goes?
Absolutely true. The wireless protocol that we use is a standard low-frequency wireless communications. Now, what we do, though, is we do include an encryption algorithm so that someone outside the building or space cannot gain access to that communication, wireless communication system internally. In another life, in another business line we do encrypted credit card systems, and so we're very familiar with the requirements of protecting the data and protecting wireless communications.
There you go, Ray. All right, then, are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience before we close out the episode?
Well, I think that the future is potentially unlimited. If we come up with the right system that, one, can match into existing infrastructure and wiring systems, and two, can provide all of these feature enhancements and ease of access for the consumer and for small business and for others, there's just an unlimited number of things we can do, and we're excited about it.
I agree completely, Ray. I want to thank you for taking the time to come out, and I want to invite you to come back and talk some more about this, because this is obviously a subject that won't be exhausted in the near future.
Super. Looking forward to it.
Excellent, and thanks again. So, and I'd also like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paltz for Paltz on Power. Have a great day.